Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get your calls on the Jets potentially using their newly acquired draft pick capital to acquire a veteran quarterback, I've read some baseball news that deeply concerns me. And maybe Tiki, as the rational one, can say it's no big deal, Evan, calm down. Maybe even Tommy could say no biggie. Jeremy Hefner and Anton Richardson, two coaches. Jeremy was fired, removed as Met pitching coach. Anton Richardson left on his own. He was the brains behind Juan Soto stealing a million bases.
Yeah.
They have both decided to join the newly created Walt Weiss coaching staff with the Atlanta Braves. Oh. And that bothers me.
Okay, that should bother you.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. I wanted to say, no, it's no big deal. It's all good. That's easy. Yeah, whatever. They're not good anyways. That's why they're not here. That should bother you.
That pisses me off.
It should piss you off.
And like in Hefner's case, they fired him. I think most people understood that was going to happen after the performance of the Met pitching, even though a lot of that is on the pitchers that were acquired by the team president, David Stearns. Mm-hmm. But Anton Richardson is a guy we all wanted back because he was the brains behind the Mets being incredibly good at stealing bases. And my understanding is that Anton Richardson no longer wanted to return. That the reason he left, because he was offered a chance to stay, was that he saw all the coaches around him getting fired, and he was like, I don't want to be here.
Right. The writing's on the wall. At some point, that's going to be me.
Yes, because you're going to remain on a coaching staff that's completely new, and the manager's going to be on the hot seat. So I admit that my irrationality is I'm not sure what the Mets could have done different, because they wanted to move on from Hefner. I understand it. Anton Richardson is the one who made the decision to leave, but it sucks to see these guys in Atlanta. Can you give me a no biggie, Tommy? It'll make me feel better.
Actually, I don't. Hefner is a no biggie. Richardson's not a no biggie. And I disagree with you. Why?
Uh-oh.
Why?
Oh, whoa, wait, hold on. Positive Tommy died today.
I know. What happened?
Well, it's the Braves. It has nothing to do with the Mets. It's the Braves bringing
it
in.
I mean, he's right. It's where it is.
When Acuna's stealing, 400 bases on the Mets next year, it's hard to throw a no biggie out there. But you just said, first of all, I disagree that Mendy's on the hot seat, but couldn't Richardson survive even if Mendy got fired? Like, if you're good at your job and you're valuable to an organization and they give you a pay raise and a contract, isn't that enough security to stick with the Mets?
No, I mean, it makes a lot of sense, but again, I'm telling you, I've heard he didn't want to stay. So,
but the reason, the reason he doesn't want to stay is because other coaches got fired, but they kept him because they want him back, the Mets, because they like the job he did.
Oh, absolutely.
Shouldn't that be enough security to keep your job?
I mean, you got to talk to Anton about it, but I think that you look around and you do see a job that isn't safe. I mean, you have a manager that you could say he's not on the hot seat, but he is. They just got rid of all the coaches.
But if Richardson does a good job, wouldn't it be prudent on the Mets to want to keep him?
I think they did want to keep him.
No, I'm saying even if they got rid of Mendy. I'm mad at the Braves because I think this is a jerk troll move by them. Let's be honest. Especially Hefner. I mean, Richardson, I could understand that, but they couldn't wait to bring in Jeremy Hefner after the Mets got rid of him.
I mean, Hefner did do a good job
at times. But in his most recent stretch here at the back end of the season, not so much.
I'm confused by you. Are you mad at the Mets?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Excuse me, I had to take a sip of Coke there like Mike. I'm mad at the Braves.
So you're not mad at the Mets?
I'm not mad at the Mets.
And you're not mad at Anton Richardson?
I'm a little mad at Richardson, quite frankly, because I don't understand like why you didn't want to stay with us and then you wanted to skip to Atlanta. I don't know. I don't appreciate that.
Boy, I think he wanted a... Not maybe a change of scenery is the wrong phrasing of it, but I think he wanted some security. It just feels like if things don't work out in New York real quickly for whoever is coaching, it's going to it's going to go quick.
1,000%. And remember, the Braves are starting anew. Walt Weiss was just named manager. He was promoted. And so he's building a new coaching staff. So there just is more security going to Atlanta than staying with the Mets, where, again, they got rid of every single coach. And Carlos Mendoza is here, but he's not the safest. Walt Weiss just got he's the new manager. He's safer than Carlos Mendoza is.
I mean, Mendy's in year three, in the first year they're in the NLCS. We're looking to fire the manager.
They fired all their coaches.
I understand that because they needed to, because of the season they had.
Okay.
I think if they had made the playoffs, I think a lot of those coaches would have been safe.
I think it depends on where they went, but I'll make this simple for you because I don't know who you're arguing with. I don't know if you're mad at me, the Mets, Anton Richardson, or just simply the Braves. If the Mets are 50-55, Carlos Mendoza is going to be fired. He's not going to survive a season if the Mets are underachieving. And how do I know that? I'm not going to lie to you. No one is telling me this. I'm using my noodle because I see what they just did, and I see the handwriting's on the wall. It was like Willie Randolph in a lot of ways in 2008. So I think for Richardson, he knew this is not the safest place to be working right now. So I don't even know who I'm mad at. Because I agree with the Mets needing to clean house. Yeah. I'm just more frustrated with the situation that they both happen to end up in Atlanta.
Well, I also think that it's you can't believe if you are anybody with around the Mets that Carlos Mendoza is safe going into the next year. You just can't believe
it. Well, he does.
I know, but how it started to trickle out this year.
I know.
It started to become not a story, but just a... Keep an eye on this. This is a historic collapse. So if that happens again in any capacity, he's gone.
Yeah, if they get off to a bad start, I think he's gone.
Right.
Too.
And so if you're on his staff, that's not job security. That's not preparing you for the next 5 years of your professional career. Yeah, you almost have to do it for self-preservation.
Yeah, you would. I know you never coach, but as a former player, if you were coaching, and let's do it with a team you have no affiliation with, it's not the Giants where there's loyalty, but if you're a coach on the Broncos staff, and they just got rid of every other coach but you and the head coach, and now the Chiefs comes calling and say, we'd love to have you, there's a really good chance you're going to leave.
I know. Right. I think I'll go with the Chiefs.
Yeah. let's get to your calls. More on the baseball later because we will unveil our offseason plans for both teams. Free agency does begin in Major League Baseball tomorrow at 5 o'clock. 888-808-1019. Rich is in Brick, New Jersey. What's up, Rich?
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
All's good.
Good. What's on your mind?
All right. What's on my mind is this Joe Burrows thing that you put out. Now, I know that this is hypothetical, but allow me to give you my perspective on it.
Go.
You remember Jacob deGrom, right?
What a question. Yeah, I kind of remember him.
Who was that?
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is that Joe Burrows is the NFL equivalent of Jacob deGrom. Always injured. Good player, but always injured.
Mm. Well, now, you're part right, though, okay? Because I think you're doing a disservice to Joe and to Jake by saying good player. Those guys are great players.
Okay. No problem. But here's one that may cost a little less, but you never know. And you already have a trade history with him that no one mentioned and I'm surprised about.
Go.
Dak.
No, I mentioned Dak. We mentioned Dak Prescott. That was the second name I brought up. I'm not as drawn in by him because to mirror something Tiki has said and many Cowboy fans have said, I don't think he's it. Like, I think he's a good quarterback. I think he's a solid guy to have your team built around. But he's not the franchise-altering guy the way I think Joe Burrow is. And in the case of Joe Burrow and comparing him to Jacob deGrom, look, he's been in the NFL for 6 years. And I would admit that in three of those 6 years, he has missed a chunk of time, which includes this year. But when he's played, he's been one of the best. And he's led a Bengal team to a Super Bowl. He went to Kansas City and beat the Chiefs.
And that was coming off a season before where he was injured, correct?
Right. So I'm not going to argue that he is not becoming injury prone. What I would argue is it's worth it. Mm. When a guy is that great, because you say good player, he's not a good player. He's a great player. I'm willing to take that risk. And so, is he injury prone? Yeah, I think that's a part of why the Cincinnati Bengals could very well have that conversation.
Yeah, and I think different, just to go back to Dak. Dak is really good. Like, really, really good. MVP quality 2 seasons ago. Not the one last year, the one before. And you want to believe that he's going to take that next step and become one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL. It just never happens. And he's getting older. He's 32 now, maybe 33.
Yep.
It just feels like there's always something preventing him from taking the next step. And maybe that's just his draft grit. I always talk about you can't escape your draft position. I mean, Tom Brady did, but there's not a lot of examples of it. It's almost like he keeps hitting the ceiling, even though he really wants to break through it. And the Cowboys really want him to break through it. And they give him all these assets and athletes around him, but he just can't break through it. So he's good, but again, it's a trust thing.
Mm.
With Joe Burrow, it's trust. I don't trust you to stay healthy. With Dak Prescott, it's I don't trust you to make the play in the moment.
Mm-hmm. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.